An explosion in a car in Gaza City this evening has killed one person. Palestinian officials say it was an Israeli airstrike. The Israeli military has yet to comment. Earlier today, a rocket fired from the Gaza Strip slammed into a house in southern Israel, seriously injuring a 40-year-old woman and threatening to escalate the violence. A violent offshoot of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah party claimed responsibility for the attack. Palestinian militants fire crude rockets almost daily at southern Israeli border communities, but the inaccurate projectiles rarely cause casualties or damage.
And staying in the region, the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, released a statement today regarding the situation in the Gaza Strip and the impact of severe restrictions on the movement of people and goods is having in every aspect of life. The ICRC warned that the Palestinian population living in the occupied territories is facing a worsening humanitarian crisis as a result of the drastic deterioration of the situation there. We spoke to the ICRC spokesperson in Jerusalem, Andrea Koenig.
In the case of the West Bank, the ICRC tries to intervene and to facilitate access for the farmers so that they can reach their lands and that they can work their lands, which is quite important. For instance, this summer in several places we experienced fires that destroyed olive trees because the farmers could not access their land and cut the grass, and the grass dries out and it's very inflammable. It was generations of work was lost with these trees. So the ICRC continues to facilitate access for these farmers so that they can at least do the very basic necessary work. And in the Gaza Strip, they are kind of trapped. Most of the Gazans are not able to leave the Gaza Strip anymore. The ICRC calls on the international community and on Israel to ease the restrictions on movement in the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank and to lift the retaliatory measures that are paralyzing life in Gaza.